Hey guys, welcome back to No Filter Podcast. I'm Brittany. I'm here with Antoine, of course.
What's up?
So, how was your week?
It's good. It's Friday. And I still gotta get up and go to work in the morning.
Yeah.
Ugh. You chose to go to work.
So, what's wrong with that?
Don't say, like, you the one that chose to do it. Me, I ain't really got a choice. Like, I just... It's just my
thing. You have a choice. Oh, goddamn, this juice is sweet.
You're right, I have a choice, but then again, you're gonna ask for something, so.
Yeah. What was that supposed to mean? Anyways, so it's been a little bit of a ruffled feather week for us.
What you mean?
Not for us. Personally, but in the media.
Oh yeah, what's the name got charged? Chauvin. He got charged in the basically he killed George Floyd on video. I mean, it's not. I don't think we needed a 4-week trial for us to tell him that he killed somebody.
You know, I'm actually surprised. I'm pleasantly surprised that he got charged because I thought that. He wasn't. I seriously thought he was gonna get off.
And that's a damn shame. Like, we see somebody on TV getting videotaped actually choking somebody for almost 10 minutes, and you still think, oh, you better get off.
Yeah, I thought he was gonna get off. I thought they was gonna come up with, like, some kind of...
Well, honestly, the only thing that really got him off was, like, it was a lot of law enforcement that basically was saying what he did was wrong. He did too much. That's not how he treated. Like, a lot of people, shockingly, was...
Did you watch? Oh no, you was at work.
I didn't watch it, but I've watched like little clips and shit, and it was like.
I keep seeing that meme where he like looked like what? Like he was surprised.
Honestly, I was surprised he got all three counts.
Yeah.
Like, I didn't think I think murder 2 was the highest count. I didn't think he was gonna get murder 2.
Well, hey. Finally, somebody's taking some accountability, and now there's a new hashtag saying you're next.
I don't think this is there ain't no reason to really get excited. That's one out of how many. And it's like, is they really going?
I'm going to stay in my seat. I'm going to stay in my seat and then wait a little bit to see how everything else go.
Yeah, because it's like, is it really like. Honestly, police officers is the only people that make mistakes or say it was an accident and get off after killing somebody. Now, you can do any other job if you make a mistake. The person that made a mistake is held accountable. Like, if you go to the doctor or the dentist or a fucking mechanic, like, anybody fuck up that hurt somebody or kill somebody or do something accidentally is... responsible for it, lose their license, do whatever. A cop do it, they...
Remember my doctor? The doctor that I had that delivered the 2 kids, and then when I went for the 3rd one, they was like, oh yeah, he doesn't work here anymore. And then, like, I ended up I had told one of my friends, because she went to the same doctor. He was an OB. I'm like, yeah, you know, Dr. such and such don't work there no more. And she was like, oh yeah, he was in the news for this, this, and that. There. I guess he like made some sort of mistake when doing a pelvic exam. He was doing something and the girl ended up having like no feeling down there at all. Like, she's real fucked up. So she ended up suing the company and suing him, but he ended up he's done. He hasn't practiced since then. And like, but that just made me think of, like you said, anywhere else they get held accountable for it. Like, he's done. He hasn't been there since then, you know?
Right. That was what, 2016?
No, it was before that. He left, I think, a year or two prior to, so it might have been like 2014 or something.
Damn.
But,
Then, like, the chick that shot the dude on the traffic stop, I mean, it was a bullshit pullover. I guess apparently the report came out to originally it was like, I guess he had like an air freshener or some shit blocking his rearview mirror or something. Mm. Like, that was the reason that he got pulled over. But then to come to find out, well, he was, he looked like somebody.
Yeah, that's always the thing. Like, that's what fucks with me. Maybe, you know, I don't even want to go into that, but.
No, but I mean, she should be held accountable for it because, first of all, you're 25 years on the force.
Oh, yeah.
You train people. She's the trainer. You were actually training at that moment.
She's the trainer to let people know.
What's the difference between the taser and the gun?
Left and right. Like, you know, like, you're the trainer, but then you go out and do this thing. It's like,
completely against the rules as you're training somebody. Like, the one thing I've learned, I said you learn to use your dominant hand is your gun.
Yeah, yeah.
And then your non-dominant hand is the taser. Like, you told, you like, they teach you, you train to actually learn what to use.
Yeah.
So as you being a trainer for 25 years,
I think she just said that because she knew she had a body cam on. She knew she was in trouble. She knew she was fucked up. So she, oh, I thought, you know, that no, was her
but
first
even thing. She said it, though, because you're supposed to yell, taser, 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 so other everybody can back away. So they won't get shocked either.
Mm.
So, and that's what she yelled. But obviously, like, even, like, I didn't watch the video, but I seen it to where she was yelling. I just stopped it. But I, at this point, I was like, I'm looking at it. I'm like, obviously, that's not the taser.
I definitely feel like she's going to be held accountable for her actions.
I don't know, because I think the one chick that walked in Texas that walked in dude's house and killed him because she thought it was her apartment.
Yeah.
She's about to try to appeal her. What she get? She got like 6 or 7 years or something like that. Mm. Or 5 years. She trying to appeal her shit.
Is that the one where everybody was hugging her and stuff or something?
Yeah. I'm like, man, yeah. Y'all too forgiving. I'm not about to hug nobody. Bitch, you knew what you was doing. They had a history and y'all lived in the same apartment building and you went to the wrong place. This motherfucker was eating ice cream.
Yeah. So, speaking of accountability, so of course we heard about the verdict. Everybody was happy, but literally that same day, right on the heels of the verdict that everybody like, wanted.
Not even less than 30 minutes after that.
Right on the heels of that, there was a shooting in Columbus. A cop shot a 15-year-old. And honestly, It took me a minute, but I did end up watching the video.
I never watched it.
Only because I saw so many people arguing about it. So I'm like, okay, let me watch. I watched part of it. And only thing I can say is from what I saw, I don't understand how this happened. And that goes for, from what I saw, It was cops already there. So the cop that pulled up and started shooting, literally, he pulled up, got out. Something happened to where one of the girls ran out and one of the girls fell to the ground. They were like fighting and stuff. Apparently, I saw a man kicking a girl on the ground. From what I heard, I'm not sure if it's true, I heard that was her dad. And he was kicking one of the girls that was on her. And then she got up, charged at this girl with a knife. And that's why the cop, literally this happened within, like, he got out the car, the girl fell to the ground, got up. Hey, put your hands in here. Boom, 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 you know. And I don't know. To me, like I said, it was already cops there. So I didn't understand if there were already cops there, why were the girls still fighting? Why? And then it was a lot of people standing around too, like adults. The dad that ended up jumping in or whatever he was doing. It was another lady standing next to him, not sure who she was. Two cops over standing. So I'm just like, if he pulled up to the scene, didn't have any idea what was going on, and these cops are already there, why were people still fighting? And then on top of that is like, okay, if the story is that these girls pulled up to jump this girl, what are these parents doing? Why are they outside?
But then I actually read something today, right, to where it was a whole thing, like, that she was in foster care.
Yeah.
And I read that. It was a it was a dispute over cleaning the house. And it was somebody's birthday, and the girls that was coming there were older foster kids, former foster kids of the mom. Mm-hmm. And they was trying to make her clean up, like, well, you need to clean up. She's not going to be happy when she get home or whatever. Like, just trying to, like, force her to do shit, like, control her or whatever. And I mean, honestly, that's from what I read. I don't know whose point of view it was from or who they was trying to defend or not. But if you don't live there no more and you try to tell her what she need to do and let her know, well, she's not going to be happy when she get home and see the house like this, is like, and then y'all get into a little altercation. It's like,
but my thing is, why there were adults present? Even if there weren't adults present, there were cops present at a certain point. Why were there still fight? Why was there still fighting going on? And, like, and I'm trying to put myself in these shoes. Like, okay, if I'm a parent and some girls come to jump my daughter or whatever, and
first of all, my kid not about to go outside.
They're not going outside, period. That's what I'm saying. That would have been the first thing. They wouldn't have gone outside. I'm calling the cops. Yeah. These girls is outside. You know, and my child would have been inside. I just need more context. So I need to know what else happened, what actually happened, how it led up to this, why she got the knife, how she got outside. Now,
just from what I was saying, like, there was outside, it was inside, then it went outside again. Like, that's too much.
And that's what I said. Even when the girl came out and jumped on the other girl, it just seemed like the cops were standing. Nobody was doing nothing. This cop that pulled up, he was like, what's going on? What's going on? And the one girl fell on the ground. And then the other one was, like, on top of her. Then the guy came and started kicking. Like, why is all this going on? If it's cops there, they should have been breaking that whole thing up to where she wouldn't even have been able to get up and go over to her with the knife. And my thing is, she had the knife as she was on the ground. Y'all didn't see it then, you know. And to me, that's another thing. When I watched the video, I watched it on Instagram. So a lot of people were going back and forth and commenting, like, people that were, I looked on their page, they was in the army or they were former police officers. Well, she was threatening another person's life. That's why she got shot. Y'all don't understand that, da 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 da. But I'm like, again, what I was saying was, if they was on the ground, that could have been your cue to pull one up, separate everybody, make somebody going to, you know, like, I don't know.
But what happened to the police obsessed in the situation? Like, seeing what's going on.
Yes.
Like, it seemed like when people look a certain way, they're able to detain them. But when they look another way, the first thing is,
but the thing is, violence. These were black people. The two people that said this to me were black people. They said, y'all don't understand, it's not always about race. She was threatening somebody else's life. It doesn't always have to be that they were being threatened. It doesn't always have to be that the cop was being threatened. They were threatening somebody else's life. But I'm like, okay, shoot him in the ass. Shoot him in the leg. Shoot him in the ankle. Shoot him, you know.
This is what I don't get. Like, we actually seen last year during the protest, 17-year-old with the little assault rifle. He literally was just getting up off the ground after blowing somebody's fucking head off. And the police that motherfucker. It was on video. Like, I didn't know he shot somebody. So watching that, like, you see somebody, so I guess they chasing him because they say he just shot somebody. So whoever was running after him to grab him, he shot them and was able to walk right by the cops like nothing ever happened. He went home 3 hours away.
And the crazy thing is, like, okay, a knife. It's other, not saying that a knife, you can't get harmed with a knife. I understand that. But it's other ways, like, shoot a gun up in the air.
No, because that would have been even more fucked up if something else would have happened. You can shoot a gun there and still fuck somebody up.
True.
I'm just saying, some more, like, I'm not a cop.
I'm
not a cop either, but from everything, like, when it's a situation of somebody just getting killed, they can always find a reason to justify it or say what they did to justify what they did, even though when it was absolutely wrong. And even
in the video, when he shot, he was like, she had a knife. She had a knife. That's what he said.
Right, but I'm saying, like, you could always justify, like, all of the, say, like, when the George Floyd thing, the video. Everybody watched the video, but everybody's able to bring up, well, this happened before that, or this caused him to do that. Mm-hmm. This, like, this why he did. Now, this situation is like, well, we don't understand, but y'all can't explain why he just said she had a knife. And in every other situation, y'all try to prove why it was the victim's fault.
And even, you know,
or why they the victim made a mistake.
Amar, did you see Amar posted the stills from the video where the girl was like had the knife and was charging at the other girl? I'm like, okay, if you saw that, here's my thing, taser. That's if you don't mistake it for your gun, because you know that's a thing that happens now.
And that's not the first time we've heard that either.
That's the thing that happens now. So, tase her ass. Tase all of them. That's the first thing I would have got out my fucking pepper spray. You know, like I said, I'm not a cop. I don't even want to say what I would have done. But thinking now, the first thing I would have did was get out my pepper spray.
I'm just saying, if you train for the situation.
Because even think, and this brings me back. Think back to when, I don't know if you used to do, but when we used to go to teen nightclubs and it was a fight, the first thing the cops did was throw out pepper spray. We used to be fucking coughing and hacking up in that bitch after a fight. Everybody stopped fighting. Everybody just on the ground coughing. Nobody was fighting no more because they couldn't even fucking breathe. So, pepper spray or tase their ass. You know? Unless you're being, yeah, I don't even want to go there, but like,
and then just speaking of this whole ordeal, Candace Owens somebody needs to fucking like tape her mouth shut.
Is that the one with the fucking fucked up ass wig, the black lady?
Yeah, the one that's always the, you know, the one that
with the nappy ass Trump's ass. Nappy ass wig, yeah. Mm.
Like, first what of all, she talks shit about George Floyd, saying we done made the criminal drug addict an icon now. Or like a symbol. Like, yeah, like that's what we want for the symbol of
police. What you think we want your ass?
So,
with that nappy ass wig?
And then when this shooting happened, she was like, first of all, she tried to use the race card. Race car, you see this woman, she tried to attack another black woman and you defended her instead of the cop or whatever. She's just talking shit.
Shut
I'm like,
fuck up. Shut the fuck up.
I'm like, if you don't be quiet.
You know, I really a lot of times don't like to engage or talk about how dumb I think people are on this podcast, but Candace Owens, what is it? Candace. Owens,
and then make some fucked up. Some of the people she talk about, like
I know I've seen some of her. I haven't watched her videos in a couple of years.
Like the people she talk about actually helped her during the situation when she was a kid, like she was a teenager being discriminated against or something like that, like a school or some shit she was at. NAACP came to her fucking rescue.
Candace Owens, shut the fuck up. If this podcast ever comes across you, please shut the fuck up. Find a new wig dealer. That's the first thing. Find a new wig dealer and shut the fuck up. We don't care, you coon. I hate that word, but she's a fucking coon, okay? Alright, anyways. You know, I think we need to get a little bit more on this story and maybe come back to it.
Yeah, because like honestly, I just don't like it.
Because there's like a lot of people on the fence about it, because they're saying like, oh, she was threatening somebody else's life, she deserved it, blah blah blah. I'm like, no, I don't think anybody deserves.
Honestly, only time somebody actually deserved. I don't even think they deserve to get killed. They deserve something to happen. It's like if you do something just to a kid. Just
taste it. The pepper spray will take care of it all, I tell you. Because have you ever inhaled pepper spray?
No.
Lord.
I know you have.
This one time. Mm-hmm. Side note. Side story. So this one time, we went to this college basketball game when we was in college. And The fucked up part was they double sold the tickets. So we went and bought these tickets.
Y'all couldn't even get
when it. We was there. No, we bought it when we got to the door because it was like acting you against, I want to say it was Kent. I can't remember. But we heard like LeBron James is supposed to be at this game because it was his friends playing, whatever. So we're like, all right. So we go, we buy the tickets when we get there. We go sit up in our seats. And then like when we get there, 20 minutes later, this whole family of white people come up and was like, these is our seats. And I'm like, no, we just bought these seats when we was here. I was like, no, these are our seats. So we have tickets. We both got the tickets for the seats.
Y'all both got the same tickets.
We both got the same tickets. So we all went down there. Well, me, it was like us, me and my group of friends, and then the dad and the mom for the family or whatever. And we went down there like, we got double tickets. So while we was down there talking to the people, they like, oh, well, we're closed. And they like shut the thing down. Like the metal thing, you know, at the ticket box, they just shut it. So we was like, what the fuck? So the family was like, well, we bought season tickets or whatever. So we was like, the fuck ever. So they ended up going to sit in the seats. So we was sitting out in the hall. Well, we was standing around. We was on the second level and it was like some glass. So we was standing around that second level, you know, looking down at the game. And then like these security guards were like, no, you guys can't stand up around here. I'm like, so we fucking paid y'all $25 and we can't even stand around here to watch the game. Like, yeah, y'all gotta stand in the hall. So we like, okay. So we stand in the hall. So one of my friends had pepper spray on her keychain. So it was like all these people in the hallway. This bitch goes and was like, you know, I'm fucking pissed off. And she sprays the pepper spray in the hall. So like, I'm just like sitting there for a minute. But then like after a certain, and she was like, shh, like that. After that, everybody in that hallway was fucking hacking. My eyes was watering. It was terrible. So I'm like, bitch, why did you do that? She's like, because I'm pissed. I'm like, but we're here. Like, it'd be different if you sprayed it and we left. But that, and then the one time I was at the C nightclub and they sprayed it because somebody was fighting. And it's literally like, ugh, it's terrible. And I'm like, I don't understand why that ain't the go-to for the cops. You even gotta kill them. Spray some pepper spray. Somebody gonna be on the fucking ground. Okay? And then, if they ain't on the fucking ground from that, tase they ass. You know? So, I don't know. But I feel like we need to get a little bit more. Maybe next week or the week after that. We can talk about, you know, this story a little bit more. But, The video is very hard to watch. If you come across it, it is triggering. So,
yeah, just
they put an advisory even on Instagram. They put an advisory on it, but it is triggering. And even afterwards, towards the end, like they're like standing over her. Nobody calls for medical attention, and they're like moving her legs around. So I'm like, what the fuck are y'all doing? So. It's a lot. But, yeah. If you guys have comments on this, please let us know. We want other opinions on there. We want to hear people's opinions on it. Because, like I said, when I was reading, it was a lot of people saying, like, oh, he didn't have to shoot her. She wasn't doing nothing to him. But then a lot of people's like, yeah, she wasn't doing nothing to him, but she was almost stabbing somebody else. So, you know, it's a lot. So, anyways, on a lighter note, so we decided to add a segment in. You want some music for it?
No.
Okay, so we decided to talk about, add a segment onto our podcast. We decided to call it Baywatch.
You decided to call it Baywatch.
You said it was okay. I asked you if you liked it. You said it was good.
I mean, that's what we
Bay,
do.
bae watching, you know, get it, bae, me and you, bae.
Yeah, but I mean, happy wife, happy life. So I just agree.
No, you did. Antoine, don't sit up here and get on here and act like you didn't. I'm not acting that name was fire.
I said it was cool. Let's go with it.
Yeah, whatever. No, you was like, actually, that's great. That is actually a good name. That's what you said.
Duh. Of course.
Antoine, don't try. You be trying to play me. You get on this podcast and you're trying to play me.
Yes, you are.
You're trying to play me. Because when your initial reaction, when I told you, you was like, oh, yeah, it's a good name. Anyways, well, I'm not dealing with you.
I mean, I just didn't want to keep
debating. I ain't fucking with you. So, basically, the name is Baywatch. And basically, it's like shows that we watch that we want to bring up, or shows that are like trending and everybody's talking about. We want to talk about some of the shows. So, we got a couple shows for Baywatch.
You want to end off on the Amazon show, or start off with the Amazon show?
Huh?
Do you want to start with Invincible or end with Invincible?
Oh, I want to start with it. Okay. Mm. So what we are watching now...
Well, the only thing that we're watching together, like, because she always either is behind...
Why are you always trying to complain?
Or she leaves me.
You always got to complain. So we're going to probably do something that we are watching, something that's new that's coming on, and then something that was recommended to us. So what we are watching, one of the shows, if you guys are into superhero shows or like Marvel or
no, it's not,
not even that.
Well, it's not that. What I mean, what turned me on to it, like, it was like a
what's the comic book company?
I don't even know, because you know, you got Marvel, DC, you got
this is like the third you got best. Variant
Comics, and another one. It's like it's something in like the top three or four, like, but usually after DC and Marvel, you really don't hear too much of those.
I didn't know it was anything else,
but and I never heard nothing about it. But like, everybody, I heard all the hype, like, yeah, they make it Invincible into a TV show, Amazon. I'm like, all right, let me check it out. So I'm watching it, and I'm watching it with the kids and everything.
Oh, yeah, that's how we ended up watching it, because London turned to it,
yeah,
the first episode, but then it's not for kids,
not
so.
At all.
If you guys do watch Invincible, it's on Amazon Prime. It is not for kids. It's a lot of cussing. Really, it's just the language.
It's language, but then it's really, really gory, too.
Oh, yes. Oh, yes. It's very gory and blood and all that stuff. Even sometimes, I'm like putting my hand up like, ugh.
Yeah, but it's a cartoon.
It's a cartoon.
And it's even sexual, like, because the one dude...
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, the one dude basically cheated on his girlfriend... with the chick that can multiply. So,
oh, yes.
So,
yes.
So they was in the shower, and he was with her and like three or four other copies of her. Mm-hmm. I'm like, wow.
Yeah. But it is actually, the storyline is very good. It's, if you're into like superhero or comics or things like that.
It's not even like
and
that.
Even
it's
if like you're not opposite. Into it.
It's the complete opposite, because like what you would expect a normal superhero storyline would be, this is the exact opposite of that.
Yeah.
It's kind of like, if y'all watching, we need to watch The Boys. If you like that, you will like The Boys.
Raven told me about that. Yeah, you told me about that. Yeah. Because I was telling Raven to watch Invincible, and she said, oh, so it's like The Boys. And I'm like,
yeah, me and you should watch that, because I want to watch it again just to get it better. But that's real. That's good, too.
Yeah, so even if you're not into, I'll be trying to tell my friends who don't watch like Marvel or anything like that, I'm like, watch Invincible, because it's like, it's something that's kind of like mixture of drama and then the superhero story. And
yeah, because it's like, it's got its own self-sustaining storyline, that where it's like, it's not based on them being heroes.
Yeah, right.
It's basically like them being heroes is just a part of it, dealing with everyday shit.
So that is that's something that you guys should look at. Invincible. It's on Amazon Prime. Black Lady Sketch Show comes back on, which is basically like, you know, your Dave Chappelle or Saturday Night Live.
It's more like a Living Color.
In Living Color, like something like that. And we watched the first season of that. Fucking hilarious.
Yeah, because honestly, when I first seen it, I'm like, it might start off good, but it might get corny. Like, I don't think they can sustain it for a whole season. But I was completely wrong. Like, I watched every fucking episode.
Yeah, it was good. The one I remember, you know which one I'm about to say, right?
No, because it's been like 2 years.
I still remember. Yeah, it was a one. But Obviously, it speaks for itself. Black Lady Sketch Show. What is it? Come on. Think, Showtime?
No, HBO. HBO. I believe Issa Rae is executive producer.
She is. I think so.
And I believe she's going to be in a couple episodes this season.
She was in one. The one that I'm talking about, the sketch that was funny as hell to me. So they were in a courtroom. And it was... So the judge walked... No, not the judge. It was the lawyer and the... The lawyer and the plaintiff comes in. So, and the bailiff. So they all black. So they looking like, oh, hey girl, what? Oh, hey. You know, they notice they all black. So then here comes the defendant or whatever. And no, it was the judge. The judge came in. And the judge was like, oh, what in the... And then they all like, oh, hey girl, hey.
Yeah, because it was like an all black.
Yeah, they was all black. And then another lady come in.
I think it was the defense. Like, it was like the plaintiff, the defense,
the bailiff. The defense come in. She was like, what in the baby hair? And then, like, so that was funny. That was really funny. So watch Black Lady Sketch Show. It's pretty funny.
Yeah. Come on Fridays on HBO. I don't know if it's 11 or 11:30. But yeah. It's something worth watching. Like, honestly, I just recorded it. Because sometimes, like, I don't even be... Friday, like, I usually be drunk or asleep.
If you into, like, sketch comedy shows, this is one to
watch. Real good. And Justin, I know it turns people off because it's black in the headlines, but it's actually pretty funny.
Falcon and Winter Soldier is another thing to watch. Now,
she kind of behind. She's
I'm behind. Last, I'm two episodes behind.
No, three.
Oh, shit.
Because the season finale was on.
Today?
Today, yeah. But, like, you stop watching it right at the turning point. Everybody know what the turning point
but
is.
But with that, but you can't just pick it up. With that, you have to have been invested in...
No, you actually can pick it up
with the this. Movies. Because you won't know.
But, I mean, the only thing you don't really know is, like, the blip and the snap situation. But that's explained in there. Like, everybody come back after 5 years. Like, you can pick up right here and you can get stuck into this show. Because it shows the Winter Soldier's, like... trying to get back to society, his trials and tribulations to him escaping that mold. Mm. And then what's the name coming back trying to help his family out and try to integrate himself back into society. Like, so it's a
okay.
You really don't have to watch that to get stuck in the storyline.
Even if you just seen the last Avengers movie in the Spider-Man, you probably could like jump into this. Mm. Or even if you was watching what's the thing with the Austin twin sister?
WandaVision. That's WandaVision. I mean, that's... If you don't fuck with...
If you have not... That's another thing. If you have not seen WandaVision, pick up on that. That was a good one.
But honestly, people stop watching after, like, the first... Like, after three episodes.
Oh, yeah.
Like, the first
skip three... Skip the first two or three
Don't even
episodes.
Skip them because, like, they come back.
I didn't
back.
Watch them.
They come back. But it's like, if you into the comic books and you know, like, everything explains itself and just show how freaky powerful she was.
So this goes under the superhero stuff too. So Mortal Kombat, you watched that? So how was that?
I mean, I liked it. Some people that actually didn't like it, they said the movie was horrible. Like, I liked it just because I don't even think it was just like a nostalgia purpose. But I mean, the storyline was a little wonky. It wasn't the best. Like, it wasn't the best storyline. But at the end of the movie, it had you want more, like you want to know, like, well, what the fuck is about to happen after this? Mm. But more, like, the thing that was good was like some of the makeup wasn't the best. Like the dude that played Shang Tsung, I didn't like his wig. Like, his wig was bad.
Was it like a Tyler Perry wig?
I don't know. It just didn't look good. And the dude that played Raiden, I didn't really like how the way he looked either. But other than that, all the other characters looked good. The dude that played Liu Kang, Kung Lao, Jax, Kano, even if you're going to go to like Sub-Zero and Cabal, like all those other, they looked and moved like you was playing a video game. Yeah. All the moves, all the little colors.
Was they going like this?
No, they wasn't going back and forth like that. And even like when they started fighting, like they transported people to different places and it was like backgrounds and shit from the game. Hmm. So it was like, oh shit, that's, I remember playing that. And then like the moves, fatalities, like throughout the movie, certain shit would happen. Like the one dude did a fatality and he was like flawless victory, but he said it to himself. It's like, oh shit, or then like just little shit, like he had killed somebody, fatality. Like, I don't know if it was just the nostalgia of the game that got me hooked, but there's certain shit you can point out, like, oh. And then even like certain moves they did, it's like certain shit was like in the first Mortal Kombat movie, you remember that, you'd be like, damn, I wish you could do more shit from the game. This right here is like literally like you watching somebody play the game, because everything was just so just like the game.
That's kind of neat. So anything that was recommended to you to watch? My sister recommended Bigger. She said that was on Amazon Prime. She said the first season was on Amazon Prime. The second season is on BET Plus. It's called Bigger. She said she got Insecure vibes from that. So I'm going to probably check it out. Anything else you want to recommend on the Baywatch segment?
I don't know. I mean, stop it. I mean, I got two shows. If you my nerds, you'll know, like, Attack on Titan, the final season, like, that's super good.
Okay.
But I hate that it's like, I started watching Attack on Titan in English, mm-hmm. so it come out in Japanese first, so I'm like, I'm behind compared to like mm-hmm. the actual thing, because like certain shows, if you watch it with the subtitles, if you start off watching with the subtitles, you gonna keep on, it keeps you into it. Yeah. But if you start watching it in English, you can't, because the characters sound different, and then you gotta read it, it's a different type of vibe. Like, but if you start off in the English, it's real good. And I guess this is the season finale, and it's supposed to run to the end of 2022, so it's gonna be that's the one thing with Japanese shows, it's like they run basically, mm-hmm. and then if they take a break, they'll take a lengthy break, but then if they come back on, they gonna run, because like it ain't been on for about a good year and a half, but it's gonna be running for like the next almost 2 years.
Okay.
And another one is My Hero Academia is back on too. I guess that's the last season. That's actually a real good ass show. Like, I would recommend for kids to watch it, because it's like the main character is basically like, he want to be a hero so bad. He's so dedicated to being a hero, but he don't got no powers. Like, but he was able to make it to one of the top hero schools without even having powers, because his intellect and him just studying make him so smart to where like they accepted him into the school without powers. And any long story short, he ended up getting powers, blah blah blah. But I mean, I don't know, it's something good for kids to watch. I think it encourages kids to like never give up on your goal.
Okay. So that is our first segment for Baywatch.
I don't like it.
Yeah, so we'll be doing that every week.
We'll do the podcast.
Yeah,
we'll, you need to get caught up on Falcon and Winter Soldier.
Yeah, I'm gonna do that so we can talk about it. And even if we don't have any recommendations, we're probably gonna talk about an episode or something that everybody's watching. Okay. So because we don't get letters into the email, and that is nofilterthepodcast@gmail.com. I was listening to another podcast. Shout out to the R&B podcast. They do their questions off of Reddit. So Reddit, I downloaded Reddit, and it's a lot of things on here where people basically ask for relationship advice and things like that. So I found a letter on Reddit that I wanted to read, because you know we always do stuff off the marriage page on Facebook, so I wanted to read this page, this, and I want you to let me know what you think. Okay,
go ahead.
All right, so it says, I'm a 21 year old female dating a 23 year old male.
21 and 23.
Mm-hmm. Okay. I understand some people don't like their partner's body count, and it can be a deal breaker in some cases, but my boyfriend asked me what my body count was and told me not to lie to him, and I was completely honest with him. My body count is more than 10, but less than 20. Sorry, there's no punctuation here, so I'm getting confused. completely specific, and he got upset right away and stated, since I'm a woman, I should hold myself at a higher standard. He has said that women who are promiscuous deserve to be treated like thoughts, and I got offended about that. He thought that I was overreacting for getting offended at him telling me that. We ended up making up and moving on, and he doesn't mistreat me often, but he has showed me signs he doesn't trust me as much since the whole conversation. Like, he constantly needs to see my location now. Then it says, edit. He did specify that I wasn't a thought and he wasn't calling me one. He says that he can respect women but not thoughts. So he says that it's his opinion and I was weird for being offended. But I will be rethinking our relationship.
She will be rethinking or he will?
She says she will. Now it says another edit. Wow, I got more replies than I thought I would. I thought I would get. Thank you all for the advice. I've been trying to. Okay, no, we don't need to read that part. Okay, so what do you think about this? So first of all, I mean, does body count matter to you? We did an episode on this.
It depends on the age. I mean, she said she's 23, and it was more than 10, less than 20. I mean, it's kind of high at 23.
She's not 23. The guy's 23. She's 21.
That's making it even worse.
What's wrong with that, though?
Let me finish talking.
Okay.
I'm saying that is kind of high, like, for 21. But, I mean, at the end of the day, why do it matter if y'all in a relationship? It ain't like y'all just kicking it. Like, y'all in an actual, legitimate relationship. So, if you... It seems like he just being insecure. Like, if you can... That's the part of... Like, first of all, she was honest. So that's a good thing right there. She was honest. And then it's like, she with you now. Like, she not trying to be with nobody else. Like, you all in a relationship.
So you think
he's the one that's insecure?
So you think less than 10, I mean, more than 10 is high for a 21-year-old? For a 21-year-old woman.
21-year-old period. Especially depending on when you start having sex, like, because, like, honestly, anybody, male, man or woman, if you had more than 10 partners at the age of 21, 10 different partners at the age of 21, I mean, you probably started, you either started early and just drug it out, or you started late and just did a lot at once.
I mean, but why does that matter?
It don't. That's what I'm saying, it don't. I don't see nothing.
Did we discuss? I feel like we discussed it, but I don't remember.
I mean, that's not going. I mean, what is that going to do? Like,
right. That's what I'm saying. But you know, people, yeah, they young. 21 and 23, they young. So they probably like, oh, she was a hoe, or you know, whatever. But and then
if that was a dude, like if he had the same kind as her, then what would make
that's him what I'm even saying. Different? To me, I think. Especially with them being young-minded, they think that, he thinks that because she a female, she not supposed to have this certain amount of body.
This is what I'd be confused about. Like, everybody act like that. I'm like, well, you know, first of all, you don't want no woman that don't know how to do shit. Because then you're not going to want to be with her.
Just because you got all that bodies don't mean you know how to do nothing.
I guess you're right.
I mean, I'm just saying... If you with that person, you with that person for a reason because you like their vibe. You connect with them. Okay. Why does the past matter?
If y'all literally in a relationship, but if y'all just like kicking it or talking, then that'd be concerning because it's like, well, damn, nigga, how many motherfuckers you talking to? But if y'all in a relationship, why should it even matter?
Even then, we know it now. But I think that's what is that noise?
Your phone.
That's not my phone. Blame I think that's the tablet. Yeah. But she says he treats her different now. And then what did he mean? But you know they're young. They should be treated like a thought. What does a thought get treated like?
Who determines that?
Like, as a man, when you was younger, do you ever thought like, oh, this girl's a hoe, so I'm going to treat her different than this girl that's not a hoe?
Well, I mean, some being young, if you thought somebody was old, you didn't. I mean, that's how you
weren't very nice to them.
No, you was nice, but you was a little bit more like loose with the tongue, like because you knew they was nasty. So you said whatever the fuck you really wanted to say. Now, if they wasn't a hoe and you was trying to get something, you would try to be a little bit more. Well, me personally, like I'd be a little bit more, you know, nice and shit. But if I knew you was a hoe, like I might say some shit to see where your hate, where to gauge your wholeness, like.
You used to talk to me crazy. I'm just joking. No. But, yeah, I don't know. A lot of these people, that's what I'm saying. They don't really, they young. If you putting all your business out on the fucking internet.
I don't mean you young put your business on the internet. I see it's certain motherfuckers. It's certain people I see we went to school with that, like, I tune in because I work. Like, my first couple hours at work, I'd be bored if I don't got a lot of work. So I'm on Facebook seeing what went on with certain people's lives and like certain shit I see is fucking hilarious. Like one,
there's a lot of people like that.
But first, the comedian of it all, Earl, is funny as fuck because he talk about what be going on at his job from like when they do random drug tests to when people be like not doing nothing and be getting caught, not be getting caught by the supervisor, or if like it's an old dude. Got his chick was buying pussy with his. It was just a lot of shit. Mm-hmm. Like it's like I watch this shit every day. Like damn, like I know what's going on at your job. Like I work there
because I'm like, we gonna get in trouble for that.
Because I look at that shit be hilarious. And then it'd be other people would be like, they whole relationships, they marriage, their situation with their kids' dads. And other shit.
What I don't understand is what would you have done if social media wasn't a thing?
And the same thing with
like people use social media.
I'm not even done explaining. I'm talking about that. Then it's all the people posting weed and shit they selling.
Oh yeah.
It's like
I don't understand.
I was like, come on, bro, you can literally go to the store. We live in Ohio.
And you know what I said when we was watching First 48? The first thing, you know, I watch First 48 all the time.
The first thing they do is
what the hell?
I didn't know nothing was in there.
Okay, but it's still a drip. Why would you put that over the candle? What's wrong with you?
I wasn't.
You trying to blow up the house? Anyway, so the first thing that they do is go on their social media, and they usually find the answers there.
Yeah, like I've seen they found guns and shit, or clothes that they had on. Or even like if somebody killed, they either find the people in pictures together.
The same clothes, like all the time. And you know, the craziest thing I seen on social media thus far was somebody, and I'm friends with everybody that was like, it was like a baby dad and a baby mom. And the baby dad was like, oh, you didn't even show up to court. And then the baby mom posted the court paper, like the summons to court. And I'm like, she's like, you talking about I ain't show up? This is proof. And I'm like, how is that proof that you showed up to court?
That's basically like
and she literally put the whole thing, like didn't scratch nothing. It had everybody's first, last, middle name. I'm like, what the fuck? Like, why would you put that on? Like, it's social media. What are you trying to prove? Everybody's just reading into y'all's business. So, I don't know.
Yeah, I've just seen people try to be smart and, like, post prescriptions.
Oh, my God.
And shit, and it's like, okay, you proved your point, but you didn't even blur nothing out.
Yes. Addresses. And then the crazy thing that gets me is, like, I see a lot of people. And, like, with me, I try... Like, I want to post certain things, but then certain things I'm like, no, because then they going to know what school my kids go to. And, you know, like, people really be posting their kids, picture of the kids in front of the school, picture of the kids holding up the sign to say what school they go to, what grade they in, the first or last name. I'm just like, don't y'all know it's creeps out there?
And not even that. It's like, and also we know your whole schedule because we know when you at work, who got your kids after work, who didn't pick your kid up.
And like, this is like a creep's dream.
People say that shit all the time. Like,
it's a creep's dream. Like, seriously. But the internet can, it's like a gift and a curse. I always say it's a gift Because, you know, you can sell things on there. You get your name out there. But then it's a curse because of things like you get into arguments. You want to post all this stuff. And I'm like, girl. I remember one of my friends.
It's not even that. It's just like growing up. Like, it's people like you 30. You over 30.
Oh, yeah.
You shouldn't be doing the same shit you was doing.
But, you know, 20. Some people think that's cool.
Or the same shit. Because, like, we like in that era to where, like, before the old school way. Mm-hmm. And we was also around while shit's changing.
We was there before social media, and we was there literally for the rise of social media.
Yeah. So it's like, when it's coming, of course, when we was younger, like, a lot of people did put a lot of shit on there. Like, even in high school. But it's like, you still see people posting the same shit they would post on Facebook in high school at the, they doing at 32.
I hate when my fucking memories on Facebook comes up. It is like the worst.
Sometimes I don't even know what the fuck. I'm like, what the fuck
was I thinking? Right. I was like, what the fuck would you do? I always delete it. Because it's just like, God, I don't ever want to see this again. Like, some of the stuff I was saying, I'm just like, a lot of times I know, but some of the times I don't know what I was talking about.
Yeah.
It's so embarrassing. And then, like, I don't forget what I was going to say before. Damn. But, yeah, like I said, we came up before social media was high school. I think around like 11th, 12th grade.
Shit, really before internet. You gotta think when we was little, people didn't have internet. Like,
well, we
didn't
have the chat rooms and
you
stuff.
You got internet, that was a big thing. Like,
yeah.
You got internet, y'all. Huh?
But I know when I was in 12th grade, that was like when tagged. That was my first. Tagged was my first.
Man, I don't even know. I still be getting emails for that shit.
Yeah, tagged was my first. Social media platform, and I posted a picture from like with me and my friend from homecoming. So then after that, MySpace was like the big thing. MySpace went from 12th grade of high school to like maybe my sophomore junior year in college.
I don't think they, I wasn't there. You wasn't in MySpace in high school?
Yes, I was.
Oh, probably a couple years after that.
Yeah, like, I had made a MySpace. It was still there. But I was literally on it, like, once every couple weeks.
Yeah, because like, that's when, like, because Facebook used to be a strictly college thing. And then,
yeah, because I got into Facebook after, when I was in college. But, I remember I was talking to somebody. It was like, do you know people be on social media? Not even social media. People be on MySpace every day. I'm not about to be getting on that shit every day. And I'm like, now getting on it every day is a thing. Like, that's normal now. Like, I remember talking, I'm like, hell no, I ain't getting on that shit every day. It's normal now.
But you gotta think about it, though.
Because you can get from your phone now. Because yeah,
you had to be on a computer.
Yeah, before we had to be on a flip phone. I mean, I had a flip phone or whatever, you couldn't get on it. But, yeah. It's definitely evolved in, like you said, we in that generation to where it was before social media, the rise of social media, now we're in it. Where it's like, social media is like, everyday thing.
It's not every, it's basically like, it's a part of
your reality. It's a part of life.
It's a part of your reality, but it's not real.
Yeah.
That's what people don't understand. Like, it's not real. Every reaction you get off social media is not real. People take that shit to heart. And then everything people post on social media isn't real. Like, so.
Yeah.
Just like, speaking about social media not being real, about what's that, the Kardashian, Khloe?
What?
How she posted that picture.
She didn't post that picture, but somebody else from her camp posted that picture. She got upset about it.
She got upset saying,
I think I seen the one. I'm not sure if that was the one, but I didn't see nothing wrong with it.
First of all, it wasn't a bad picture. My whole thing is, you can't. It wasn't even a bad picture, first of all. And that's her thing. Her thing is to, like, be natural, wear your own skin. Like, that's her thing. So, like. And then she talking about, you know, it's so hard, these unrealistic beauty standards. People try to hold us to account for it. We try to, you know.
You follow them, bitch.
No. Her family started them. Her family started them. This unrealistic goal or look. Sure. Her family started it. So you can't take the blame. You can't want people to feel sympathetic for something, a trend that you started.
Yeah. Are you part of certain?
No, her family started it. Come on now. This is unrealistic.
I think they contribute to starting it, but I don't think
they did. All the surgeries and everything. It's like, come on now. Like, what's her name, looked like a completely different person from 5 years ago.
Kylie.
And even fucking Chloe did too.
I don't want to get into that conversation. That's a conversation for a whole nother podcast. Okay, so No Filter.
epodcast@gmail.com.
That's No Filter. thee podcast@gmail.com. Also, don't forget our nail polish line. That is Blissful Glow. And that's BLISSFULGLOW. And that's on Instagram. Blissful Glow Nail Polish on Instagram. And then it's Blissful, BLISSFUL-Glow.com for you to order. Vegan pictures up there. So let us know what you think. If you use code NOFILTER1, you get... Are you telling me to stop?
No, because for some reason it stopped recording for like a couple of seconds like you was doing it, and then it came back again.
Okay. No Filter 1, use that code and you will get 15% off your order. And you also, if you spend $15 or more, you get free shipping on your order. So go ahead and check that out. Also, write us, let us know what you guys think about this episode. Give us your feedback because we like feedback. Feel free to write in if you guys feel like it. No Filter, thee podcast@gmail.com. You got anything else to say before we go?
No.
Okay, thank you guys so much for listening. And, oh, sorry for our, like, gap. Because we've been doing good this year. We've been doing good every 2 weeks. We've been doing good. But, you know, we had a long little gap here. Spring break and all that shit with the kids. So, yeah, we're back. Better get back on our schedule.
Wow, that's
I'm sorry. It's the tequila. But anyways, yes, thanks guys for listening, and we'll see you guys next time. Bye. Okay, so we reached the end of the show. Please, all feedback is welcome. And if you want to know how you can give us feedback, you can go to nofilterthepodcast@gmail.com, and that's nofilter, T-H-E-E. podcast@gmail.com. You can also visit the Instagram page at No Filter Pod on Instagram. Also, you can listen on Anchor. Once this podcast is over, you can hear how to get Anchor. You can also make your own podcast too if you want to. This is Brittany, and this is the No Filter Podcast. As always, thanks so much for listening, and we will see you next time. Bye.